Happy Sunday, everyone. It's Nyan Neka. Hopefully your weekend is going well. I am in the middle of my period, so I thought I would talk a bit about that. I'm assuming quite a few of my listeners are men, and I don't know if period stuff is common knowledge, because I mean, like, you had the puberty talk growing up, but I don't know what that was like for everyone, and I know it's quite different for everyone depending where you grew up or how your family is and all that stuff. If you're brought up where it's not an open thing to talk about, I thought I'd share my experience, I suppose. My mom first explained puberty to me really early on, but more so the puberty side versus the sex side. She was a biology major, so she had her old textbook and brought that out with all the diagrams and stuff. And I think as a kid, it was vaguely interesting. I didn't completely understand, but having visual pictures, it didn't shock me later on in elementary school when we finally had the quote-unquote talk. So that happened when I was in... That actually happened twice in elementary school. The first time I was in grade 4. And they separated the boys and the girls. The boys got to go outside and play kickball, and the girls went into the staff room and watched a video. And then I think in grade 6, same thing happened, except the boys got their video this time and we watched the same video. We actually got to watch the boys' video too in grade 6, and of course, there were giggles all around, but apparently the girls' reaction to the men's erection point of the video was a lot more tame than the boys' reaction to it. I went to public school in Canada. I don't know if that matters at all. So that was part of our curriculum, I would assume. And then in grade 8, the first year of high school for me, we didn't have middle school. Grade 8, we had a group that goes around to different schools for sex education specifically. So instead of the normal whatever class that we had, we would have them as a guest, and they would take up that entire class period time to go over sex and sexual health and sexual safety and condoms and all that stuff. That being said, apparently the class I was in at that point, and they didn't separate us at this point, it was just all guys and girls in the same room. Apparently the class I was in was the most immature that they've ever had, which again makes for a great experience, right? With that talk, we got like a little care package to take home, which included like a condom and lube. And I was just so embarrassed to bring it home, I think I threw it out. So my mom wouldn't see it or whatever. But, as far as, like, the sexual side of puberty and learning about all of that, that's how I learned it through our school system. And I know not everyone's experience is the same as mine, but, going back to periods and stuff, it's really heavily dependent on genetics, I believe, as to when a girl starts on her period. So, I think there was some research going on about, the starting age of menstruation for girls is becoming earlier, and that apparently is due to a number of variables like diet, having a higher fat diet or whatever, or just the different lifestyle we have now versus 10, 20 years ago, I suppose, that is affecting the age of girls menstruating and going through puberty a bit sooner by a couple years. But anyways, I think it is based on genetics and when your mother perhaps got hers. So my mom got hers when she was 12. I got mine around 11. I think I was just about to turn 12. And at age 11, my mom had spoken to me enough already that it wasn't a huge surprise to me. It wasn't like the end of the world, and I've heard some horror stories about like the moment where a girl first got her period, cases where she did not know at all what was going on and she thought she was dying because her aunt had cancer, and it's just like blood in general just is shocking for a child if you really don't know what's going on. Yeah, so, I mean, I very much appreciated my mom explaining to me the exact biology of what was going to happen to my body way before it actually happened, because when it did, it was not a huge surprise. It was just like, oh, okay, whatever, gotta do this now, type of thing. And so, yeah. Pads were just kind of standard. They're not particularly comfortable in the sense of, like, at that age, you're worried that other people will see and whatnot. I personally have not tried tampons, and I know it's better now, but just even the slightest chance of TSS, which is toxic shock syndrome, which was more prevalent, like, back in the day, but I think also along the lines of just inserting something into yourself, having that thought in high school and as an early teen didn't. It seemed very, very taboo to me, having grown up in the church, and just masturbation and sex in general was not something you were allowed to think about. So yeah, tampons for me were not a thing, and it just got I just got used to pads. So when you first start out your period as a girl, it's very irregular. And I did kind of keep track of, like, when I had them. So, like, you get into the habit of when to start expecting them. And then eventually after, like, maybe a year or two, I can't remember, things became more regular. But that's not the case for all women. Some women are very irregular throughout their entire life, and taking birth control does help regulate things, because like birth control, you would have to take a pill every day, and then there would be a week of placebo pills, which are basically just sugar, and that is so that week of placebo, or just the week of not taking pills at all, is a break for your body to do its thing with hormones, and that's the week that you'll have your period. So women who need more of a schedule, or or need to plan in that sense, that's when birth control comes in, and it just makes things more regular. Again, it's not my thing. These are only my experiences. Like, I can only speak for myself regarding everything that I'm talking about. Birth control for me, I didn't want to mess with my hormones. But I do know sometimes that if you have bad acne, they may prescribe birth control to help those hormones and hopefully calm down your skin and stuff. But I've never been on birth control. I talked with my mom about birth control after I got married, and she was saying when she had birth control, she didn't feel like her body felt normal, and she had a lot of water retention and weight gain, and she didn't really enjoy being on birth control. But yeah, where was I going with this? Yeah, so being more regular, for me, it's pretty much on the dot every 28 to every 30 days, which is nice for me. And periods usually last, at least for me, like 5 to 6 days. Backtracking to the age that you actually start your period. So some girls have been known to get their periods at like age 9, as early as that, or possibly sooner, but I think those are more rare. And then on the other spectrum, or other end, maybe age like 14, 15, 16, it honestly depends, and I would assume that, like physical health and stress also would affect those things, as well as to kicking the puberty cycle, like getting that all started. But yeah, anyways, my periods last around like 5 to 6 days. The first and second day are the worst when it comes to pain. And it can be quite painful for other women, or not as painful for other women. Again, I can only speak for myself. But if you're talking about pain tolerance and how painful it is for me personally, it's no worse than a stomach ache. Like, I have had worse stomach aches than period cramps. Period cramps, though, for me are just a dull pain, but it's extended over a couple hours. Like, it'll come in waves, especially during like the first and second day, because that's when the flow is heaviest. So if you're wondering why there are so many different types of pads, it's because you don't want to be wearing a diaper for the entire period if you only need a little bit of coverage for the later days. So the first 2 days you could wear like something more absorbent or heavier in a sense. So the term of a heavy flow refers to like a lot, you know? So the first 2 days are the days where my flow is more heavy and I'll have cramps, but my cramps are usually better by like a couple hours. And then it just kind of trails off, and then by the sixth day it's pretty much done at that point. It's just an inconvenience at work, especially to like constantly change your pads every if it's a heavy flow, maybe every like 2-3 hours. And then it's like you have to be careful sitting down for too long, because it's just like as soon as you stand up, you just feel this like flow of heat and warmth, and not in the good way. And then it's like that moment of panic and wondering if you need a new pair of pants, right? Like that sort of thing that we have to deal with as women every month. I use also menstrual discs, which are similar to menstrual cups, which is inserted like a tampon, except it's like a silicone. So menstrual cups are usually silicone and they're like very flexible, but you fold it and then insert it into yourself and it just kind of sits there and collects the blood. At the end of the day, or I don't think any more than 8 hours, you could just take it out in the shower and then rinse it out, wash it, sanitize it, and all that stuff, and then put it back in. I think those are becoming a bit more popular now, with like the whole environmentally friendly sort of thing. Menstrual discs, the one that I use, it's a silicone ring with it kind of looks like a condom, except it's about 2 inches across, and then you can throw it away after. So same idea as a menstrual cup, it just collects the blood, and then I usually take a shower at the end of the day and take it out and just rinse it out, throw it away, just so there's not a bunch of blood in the garbage or whatever. That one, apparently, you can have sex with. It's not a condom, but, like, you can have sex with a menstrual disc because it sits, like, really high up, like, almost at the cervix part, versus a menstrual cup, which is more towards, like, the front end because it has, like, a little tab where you can grab it and pull it out. So, like, with a menstrual disc, to pull it out, you have to, like, bear down and use your muscles internally to, like, push it out, and then you can, like, pull it out. Again, if this is too much TMI, just let me know, or you can stop listening at any point. But, I mean, yeah, those are menstrual discs, and I use pads as well. I'm not a huge fan of pads because they keep, like, they're meant to absorb moisture, obviously, but at the same time they're not breathable, so that's why cotton panties are my favorite, just because when I smell myself, not well, okay, also on my period, but when I smell myself, I just get really pissed off because it's just so uncomfortable and frustrating. So I actually use cloth pads, which are washable. So I like hand wash them to get all the menstrual blood out, and then I soak them overnight in detergent and then put them on the wash. And I mean, like, it's no different than underwear, really, but having that cotton has been really helpful with smells in general. And again, this is just me. A lot of people think that washable pads are not sanitary or whatever, like, they may not like the idea, but again, it's becoming more popular with the whole environmentally friendly thing, and there are, like, period panties too, and all that stuff. I mean, it's a whole industry. Another thing that happens, if we're just talking about, like, emotionally and all that stuff, it's not like we can control it. It's just you'll have moments of feeling moody without explanation, and I'm sorry that happens. I'll often feel very clingy as well and cold. Like my feet get ridiculously cold, and when that happens, even when I'm not on my period, if I get cold really quickly, I get an upset stomach, and always on my period, I'll get an upset stomach no matter what I'll eat. But if I'm cold, that's just like a guarantee I'm not going to be happy. My body's not happy with me, that sort of thing. But yeah, clingy and just cuddly for no apparent reason. And just like that need to hug something and be warm. That's another thing that happens. What else? Having sex on your period is a preference thing, and it's also like a hurdle to like think of that even. I will say having sex on the first or second day does help with cramps immensely, and I don't know if that's just because it helps the flow go quicker, if that makes sense, or like suction. I really don't know, but it does help. It's just a bit messy. And if blood is not your thing, that's totally fine. It's communication and consent and all that stuff. Just communicate with your partner. Only do what you're comfortable with. I think that's about it. I hope this was informative. Again, these are only my experiences that happen once a month, so if you have any other questions, please message me. I really hope that more people are more open about this, because it shouldn't be a taboo thing. It's part of being human and being a woman, and it happens once a month. We should be able to talk about it. Anyways, I think I've rambled long enough. Hope you guys have a great rest of the weekend, and I'll talk to you later. The next couple days might be a bit sporadic. We have a few things happening at the house with construction, so I don't know how much recording time I'll have. But, have a great day, everyone. I'll see you later.